All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Welcome to Monday Night Conference Call Simulcast on VBS Radio. My name is Wynn Free, and I just muted everybody. They were all just saying hello to each other. And every Monday, we have a get-together on this call, and really, anything can happen. This is a different kind of an experience for most of us, including myself, because are you on, Terry? I don't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I can hear you now.
Okay. Here I am.
Hi.
Hi.
So that is Terry Brown, my interdimensional co-host. And what do we mean by interdimensional? We have this. Oops. There we go.
Entry and exit chimes are off.
We have this unusual experience, and that I can't even tell you what's happening. I can't tell you here's what's happening, because you have to tune into it and feel it yourself. I can tell you what might be happening and what could be happening and what other people have experienced as happening, and that doesn't mean it's happening. Could mean that it's interesting. I just had a series of email exchanges with my friend, my old friend I've known for many years, and also I would call him a friend, and I would also call him an adversary, because whenever we try to communicate, we hit a brick wall, and he keeps telling me, "Wynn, you know, you're delusional. I'm trying to help you. You're mentally ill." Hey, you might be listening tonight. If you're listening, hi, Michael. And maybe he's right. You know what? I don't have to prove myself to be anything, although we have a long series of unusual experiences that by normal statistical probabilities couldn't occur. And we also have unusual phenomena that people experience. So why is this unusual? Why is this call so unusual? It's because I didn't start the tape recorder. That's one reason. I'm forgetting. Hang on just a second.
Please enter your PIN followed by pound. Please wait. This conference is now being recorded.
And this is Monday, November 8th, Wynn Free on our Monday night conference call and BBS simulcast. That's for those of you who are just picking up the audio broadcast and listening in. So, everybody knows what it's like to feel energy. Most everybody. When somebody is in the room with you, even if you're not talking, on some level, you can feel their presence. If you're in a room with a lot of people, like in a movie theater or a lecture or a music concert, you can feel the presence of everybody in the room. Have you ever noticed that if you're one of those old-fashioned folks that still goes to movie theaters to watch a movie, the experience of the movie in a movie theater is much more enhanced than watching it on video, usually. And the reason is because you are experiencing the movie with the energy of the group. And you tune into that group energy and you feel it, and the movie, as the group gets moved, you get moved. So even though this idea of energy can seem like woo-woo on one level, on another level, it's not an unfamiliar experience to tune in to energies. And most people, even if they don't understand metaphysical phenomena, even if they don't believe in God, even if they don't believe in anything more than they see in what they can see, most people have some sensitivity to group energies. And in fact, every moment of your life, to some degree or another, you're in the middle of a group energy. Even cities have energies to them. There's ways that the people in the city combine their energies based on years and years of precedent, maybe hundreds of years. And somebody starts a way of interaction, and that particular city has an ambience to it. Many people would say they feel an ambience in the city of San Francisco or even in Manhattan. And, of course, there's little towns that have ambiences even stronger. And then there's other locations where it's cacophonic, where people don't feel energies. And everyone's going in their own direction. So it's kind of like when the energies get lined up going in the same direction, people can feel them. And coherency is the word I was looking for. Coherent energy. And I would guess that if we were asking our sources about that, they would say the geometries are working together. And on some level, there were geometries created that everyone who's in that city participates and has learned that geometry. Of course, they wouldn't call it geometry, and they don't even know they're learning. But they were brought up in it, and they continue it and passes on to their children. So the idea of feeling energies is a universal experience. No matter what name you call it, everybody feels energy. Now, the real interesting step here is, is there energy that can come into this dimension from another dimension that you can feel? Now, perhaps, maybe all energy that we feel is from another dimension, but it takes a human to be the focus, the source, and then we start tapping into other dimensions. I remember many times when I was younger, I would go to spiritual groups and I could feel a special energy in the room. If you go to church, some churches can produce that. Some synagogues. It depends on who's leading it. It depends on the spiritual history of that room. Because if a room is used to create coherent energy, then over a period of time, that room will just hold that space. And whenever anyone walks into it, people will say, hey, there's good vibes there. Or, I can feel the spirit. However you would describe it. And we, on this call, on all our calls, have been learning, and I'm learning in particular, because if somebody told me that I would be doing this 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I would have never believed it. And I wouldn't even believe it was possible, perhaps. I wouldn't have understood it. But we have been having ongoing communications with intelligences in other dimensions. And one of the ways they described themselves way back at the beginning of this experience, is they said they could jump in and out of this dimension like we jump in and out of a swimming pool, and that we could feel them as what they called love light energy. So I think when they gave that communication, I had not had the experience of feeling their energies. Or maybe I felt them, but I didn't identify it as them. It's kind of subtle. If you're listening, it's not like you get hit over the head and it goes kaboom and we're the Elohim. It's very gentle. It's almost seamless. When you start feeling the energies, it's hard to tell where you stop and they begin. Although you notice sensations in your body of some sort, and it's going to be different for everybody. So I'm not going to define it so precisely to say, if you're feeling this, you're feeling them. But I can say from my own experience, it's seamless. And you might notice as I keep talking about this, and just talking about them, they start rolling in. And it's like, it's almost like, is that it? Am I feeling them? It's subtle. It feels like you, but a bigger you, a more relaxed you. And on this call tonight, you know, many of these calls, we have had conversations with them, and they have answered questions that seem to indicate that they understand what they're supposed to understand. In other words, there's a whole series of calls where we ask them, how did you create this realm? And they answered. And certainly it was information that wouldn't normally come out of Terry. And we've asked them all kinds of questions. And at some point, we'll have archives up. We're getting close. And this is really valuable material to check out because it's, I think, through their answers to their questions that one gets the first really indication that who is answering those questions. Where does that come from? Terry could answer that. Who's answering it? And then you look at the questions and the answers, and they attempt to describe how they connect with us. And I started, I guess, a few years ago to feel the energy of the connection every time I did something publicly with people. And on this particular call, I announced that we were going to just focus on bringing their energies in. And there's a lot of really neat things about learning to connect with these energies. And since they're intelligent, and since they exist, and since, as far as I can tell, they exist in a place where it's very special for them to radiate love energy, loving energy into this realm. And I don't know, I'm going to say they don't have much to do, but it's beyond my ability to understand what a spirit form that's pure energy has to do. I'm sure there's things they have to do, or that they do. And it's not easy to understand, since I can only think in human terms, how they do things. And like, I do know they have sub-councils, like there's the Council of Twelve. And the Council, at least the way it was described, the Council of Twelve monitors the physical realm in our planet, maybe more, probably more, and they look for places where light energy can be focused. And then they would petition the higher sources to bring the energy in. And we might ask a question or two about that, because there is some sort of bureaucracy. And then there's the Council of Nine. And the Council of Nine is closer in than the Council of Twelve. Some of you were on a grid healing a couple of weeks ago, one of our Sunday calls, and I read something from a book, not my book, but a book by a lady named Phyllis Schleber, and she's been a channel for many, many years, and she channeled the Council of Nine, and Gene Roddenberry, who was the producer of Star Trek, used to attend her channelings. And supposedly, the whole Star Trek series was based on the way that Gene Roddenberry learned how the universe worked through listening to the channelings of Phyllis Schleber. And the Council of Nine is closer in, and I think one time I remember it was on the rings of Saturn, or somewhere in Saturn's field, which meant, you know, Saturn is a, how would we say it, a controlling planet, a administrative planet. So I would imagine that that would make the Council of Nine close into administration of our realm and our solar system. And all of those councils somehow are part of the connection to bringing in the flow of the higher realms, particularly the Elohim. I believe what I'm talking about is more of an Elohim experience, the Ra experience. I believe so. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call in the light, and I'm going to ask Terry or our sources a few questions through Terry, and then we're just going to talk to them and have some silence and see if they can greet us energetically. For those of you that are open, I recommend getting into a quiet place, getting away from your family, turning off the TV, and you can lay down. And we're going to learn how to receive the energies of the higher realms. And it's my contention that Terry has the ability to be the voice of those energies. So we can feel them, and then we can talk to them, and then we can feel them, and then we can talk to them till we make the connection. And of course, I always tell people that this is a very free will call, so no one is going to impose any energies on you that you would rather not be connected to. So, Terry, are you there?
No, I'm here.
Were you muted?
Uh-huh.
How did I guess? Okay.
my slow response.
Your slow response, all right. So we are very, very, I would say, we are very lucky to have Terry making yourself so available to do these calls. And we are also lucky to have Daphne, who sooner or later will be participating, I'm sure, to be able to cross-reference data between two different people. To have, one of the things about a soul consciousness, now this is my observation, and I think I'm correct, but you can, you know, and I think they've even said this in so many words, but when Terry is bringing through their voices, there's not a Terry in them. They blend with the energy of Terry. And I think this is true with Daphne also. And so when they talk, Terry is not vacant. There are other channels that go into trances, but Terry does not go into a trance. She is not vacating her body and saying, speak through me. She and they are combined, connected. Is that accurate, Terry? Am I saying that? Is this all right to you?
Well, it's sometimes I do go like into a trance, and it's like when they were speaking to Turkey, it's like
the tool.
And I was present, but I didn't know what they were saying. But it's essentially I'm just there, but I'm making myself available to bring through the messages of whatever they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have to tune. I have to tune to them. They tune
right.
Me in a radio station.
Now, when you tune to them, do they blend with you? Do you feel like you're part of them? Or is there a you and them?
Well, it's some level. Everything is one. But at other levels, they're totally separate than me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, if I bring in the light, are you ready? We'll ask them some questions about the kind of work we're going to do on the rest of this call. You ready for that?
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Are you in a good, safe space?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, many of you know that we already have a flow of energy happening. And so when I call in the light, it's not like we weren't having energy flow and we are suddenly having it. It's always been here. But the calling of the light is formalizing it, and it creates more protection. So it's my little invocation. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through our galaxy, through the planets, through the outer energy fields of the Earth, through the top of our head, through our feet, and into the Earth. So we are wiring ourselves up to the universe. Our energies are extended ad infinitum, both above us and below us. And we create a group energy while maintaining the individual sovereignty of our souls as we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, operating in the law of one, to join with our energies, group energy, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And we'll take a moment and feel those energies. And we'll wait for our sources to come forth and introduce themselves.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are here today, the 8th of November 2010, to commune with each and every one of you, and we wish to be of service to you. And we are available. All you need to do is ask. And when we honor prayers, we do it for the highest good of all concerned. Do you have questions?
Well, this particular call, we want to emphasize those people on the line making a connection where maybe they have some chance of feeling your presence. Since we are looking for that right now, can you give us any guidance on opening to those energies?
Each and every person on the line is also connected to consensus reality and connected to the energies of the planet of Earth. And as we look upon Earth and we feel the energies, we feel that they are of the nature that comes in when the Earth is in the various season of fall in the northern hemisphere and moving into spring in the southern hemisphere. We see the more dark lack of sun that plays upon areas such as Alaska and the Canada and the United States, and provides a perhaps more of a separate, more of a colder nature. We then, using this as a backdrop, we then connect with each and every individual warmly on the line. And we are mindful of the positions of the solar system and the various stars and the energies at this time have changed in the northern hemisphere from the warmth of the summer in the more northern parts and moving into a colder backdrop. However, we are warmly connecting and available to connect to each and every person on the line, and it is our joy an honor that we meet with you on this call, whether you listen to the transcript or you listen to the call, and we send special warmth and energy to one of the callers on the line who can profit by this connection and is in doubt and perhaps wonderment that this can be true. One of the things that makes it difficult to connect to our energy is that we do not have a physical body, and we are made of energy, and we have great powers to manipulate and use the energy. However, we do not do this generally as we wait to be asked and for people to make the connection so that we then know that our services, for instance, say something that is asked for, that our services are wanted and are asked for, and it is the will and intention of the person and the desire of the person to have that experience. And we are at a certain frequency, we have taken on parts of Ra and parts of the Elohim, that we may have a broader band of frequencies available to you. So we are putting forth a broader band of frequency that you may sense. However, you are generally at a higher frequency, even so, than the denseness of your realm, the denseness of the body. And therefore, when individuals look for us to connect energetically with us, we are at a different range of frequency than they may look. They may be looking for us in their own range of frequency. However, we are generally of a higher frequency, so it makes us hard to sense. We hope that helps to some degree. Mm-hmm.
Well, while we're on this call, can we take some silence and have you work with people individually on these energy, on their own energy fields, help them wherever they need balance or healing?
For everyone that has the desire, yes, we can.
Okay. So, you like that idea. That's a positive idea, yes, to do that?
Yes, it is. For individuals who wish it. Only for individuals who wish it.
Right, to make a connection. So, I'd just like to ask everybody, take a moment, and shut their eyes. And just passively let these energies go through your body. These are energies from other dimensions. They're not from our earth.
These are higher frequencies than you are used to in general.
And if you feel the energy, start running it through your body. Just direct it.
Wherever it is needed, wherever it is desired. some of you are looking at too low of frequency to feel our energy, but do not be disheartened. There is no need for you to struggle with this. Your desire is where the connection starts, and we then are available to you, and you may not be looking in our frequency, but we are available to connect, and even so, you cannot do this. There is some difference that is made by the desire, your desire of healing, your desire of connecting, your desire to grow, your desire to move into a better life. Some of you may be connected with other energies which are very valuable and important to you. You do not need to give those up or feel threatened by our frequency as we moving into the Elohim group, our pure love. You do not need to give up your own frequencies to fill our frequencies either, as it is all there together.
Perhaps you could explain some of the benefits of learning how to tune in to your frequencies.
We are your friend and your companion and your advocate, and we can help sustain you. We can also bring you synchronicities by amplifying your desires so that it broadcasts better and can match up with synchronicities of others that wish to bring a fulfillment of a desire. There are more of us, so when we work with you and for you, then it broadcasts better and helps you bring in the object of your desire better, but this is for the highest good only, so it is not witchery, or it is not outside the bounds of free will. Free will is totally considered in all aspects of this connection. We do not violate free will, your free will or others' free will, in working with you for a better outcome. All is considered.
Thank you. Is the Ra group also working with the energies right now?
We're working with the energies. There are some that are particularly one that is moving away, and we say this is okay, and you are where you are, and we do not violate free will. So from a distance, we acknowledge your point of view as yours.
Thank you. When someone connects with the energy and they make a request while they're feeling the connection, does that request for a healing or an intervention have more power to it?
It only has more power in that they themselves, when they're feeling the energies, may believe it more, that they can be healed, that they may more fully embody the healing frequencies, and that then they may have a better grounding towards you.
Thank you. We have about 5 more minutes. Is what we're doing right now unusual in this realm?
Yes, we look throughout the realm. The majority of individuals in the realm move within the frequencies of interaction in their own plane and move to control and to be the top dog and to be the winner, or to have an injustice righted, and they carry an injustice in their heart, and the anger becomes critical, a critical emotion that eventually they do not even know where the anger came from or what it is about, and it just becomes a blanket anger. So, individuals in this realm can profit by this type of an interaction, which is broader scope than the majority of them experience. They feel grounded and feel comfortable within their own earthly transactions, and do not usually go into the ranges of frequencies of where we reside and where they reside at some forgotten level. They are merely focused on the lower level of transaction and on the consensus realities. And it is quite a shock to them, some of them, when they pass through their transitional stage and they have to take some time to get used to being able to travel, not on 2 feet, but to travel via intention. When one is in the third dimension, thoughts are very much faster than they are able to put into the physical. Therefore, this is another barrier for their connecting with our energies, because our energies are very fast. But they can still protect, vanguard, surround, be a friend to individuals in the third dimension. This is very rare, and this has been undertaken by your group, and Daphne has realized the importance of the mission to bring love light into the slower third density and to help move individuals in the third density closer to home, their own home on the other side. It is then said, one's home is on the other side, but not a lot of people wish to go there when they are in the third density.
Thank you. You know what? It's 7:50 now, and can you continue working with the people after the call ends if they stay quiet and stay focused?
Yes. The ones with the intention to keep being worked with, we will continue to work with, as we are instantaneously in touch with them in coincident time. And we sense when they are moving into other avenues of expression, and we work instantaneously with them in their desires. We send greetings to the one who is so skeptical, and we sense your one area of wishing to connect, to feel whole. Thank you for attending today to that person.
Well, we're going to very softly end this call and let you continue, those of you that are connecting, to become familiar with this as long as you like this evening. And as many of you know, on Wednesday we have a call where people submit questions. And if you'd like your question to be considered, please send it to questions@messageoday.net. questions@messageoday.net. And thank you all for helping to hold the energy so that we can do something like this. And if some of you have profound experiences or notice things, please send me an email. I'd like to read them. It's always interesting because I only have my experience. But when we do these things, I get some amazing emails, particularly people who are highly intuitive or psychic or can see beings. And occasionally, they see all these energies around them in some way, shape, or form. So we wish you blessings for the evening, and we'll see some of you Wednesday and some of you on our grid healing on Sunday. And thanks, everybody who's on the conference line, and thank Daphne for helping to host this evening. And we're going to thank Terry, of course, and thank our sources. And we're going to sign off.
Press 1 to stop recording this conference is no longer being recorded.